So let me get this straight. You want to go to the front desk and tell them that I threatened you. You want to go to the front desk and tell them I acted like I worked here. You want to go to the front desk and just lie because you're a coward and you're a jug and you're a peon. This guy claimed to have had a down. The other guy said he had a down. They were arguing about who had a down, and I said, why don't you all shoot for it? They shot for it, and the guy that couldn't play, the guy that was shooting a one-handed jump shot, the guy that should not be playing basketball, the guy that feels like because he plays a membership, he has the right to come on the court and sabotage a game, that guy hit the shot, and I'm on his team. Now, we're trying to do rocket science to figure out who can we have this guy guard. Who can we have this guy guard? But guess what? He can't really guard anybody because he's terrible. So we put him on the guy with the least amount of offensive prowess on the court, with the least amount of basketball skill on the court, in hopes that he'll be able to at least stay with this guy. That was asking too much, because that guy scored 6 points and we're only going to 12. Here goes the cold part about it, though. The guy fights to get on the court. And let me tell you something about guys that fight to get on the court. When a guy fights to get on the court, arguing about having it down or saying somebody stole it down, that person cannot play. 9.9 times out of 10, that person cannot play basketball. And they are only arguing to get on the court because they want to sabotage the run by proving they can play. So this guy got 6 points scored on him. And he was not playing defense. But he wanted to shoot. So after the game, I say, listen, man, you fought to get on the court and you didn't play any defense. That's terrible. He said, what you mean? I said, your man killed us. He said, my man scored? Then I said, yes, man, your man scored. He says, don't yell at me. I said, man, get out of here. Go home. You're right. I told him to go home because he's trash. He shouldn't be on the court. Just because you pay a membership at LA Fitness does not give you the right to play basketball if you cannot play basketball. You can't play the sport. So why would you want to play the sport? I know why. Because you're selfish. That's why. The same way in life. Folks want to prove they can do something. They really can't do it, but they want us to make concessions for them because they want to prove they can do it. But you're not proving anything. You're just hindering everybody else. Anyway, he didn't like that. So he walks back towards me, and then I look at him. I give him that look like, what you want? Now you asking, I'm gonna give it to you. So he says, I'm being non-threatening. I said, well, if you're being non-threatening, then why are you walking up on me? Don't walk up on me then. So he looks at me and he walks away. He looking back, he's shooting, I see him looking. So Jug's gonna do what a Jug's gonna do. I see him. So he finally leaves, walks out. About 10 minutes later, the girl from the front desk comes and says, I need to speak with you. I said, what's up? She said, did you threaten that guy? I said, no. I said, I told him to leave. I said, I didn't threaten him though. She said, why you tell him to leave? I told him to leave because he wasn't playing defense. And if you're not playing defense, you don't want to play basketball, because defense is a part of basketball, especially when you can't play. She's like, well, oh, he said you threatened him. I said, I didn't threaten him. I said, he said he wasn't threatening me, but I never threatened him. Now, then Marche came in and Marche said, yeah, he said, man, be cool, be all right. You know, it ain't nothing. And then Marche said, man, that dude was terrified. I said, why was he terrified? He had the police t-shirt on. He had the APD t-shirt on. Why was he terrified? He the one with all the juice, so they say. I know why he was terrified. He was terrified because wasn't no badge and gun at this very moment. It was me and him one-on-one. And all we had was space and opportunity. What's my point? My point is, if you want to play basketball, then play basketball. But if you really want to play basketball, you know what you would do? You would learn how to play. You will respect the sport enough to learn how to play it. You respect the people that you were playing with and learn how to play. You wouldn't be selfish. You see, guys that fight to get on the court got one thing in common. They're selfish. They only want to get on the court to prove a point. And that point is that, hey, I can play with you guys. And all they're doing is ruining the run. They're sabotaging the basketball game, but these same people are the ones that are sabotaging life. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. So, you want me to give you the beat off of my single, Brick? You want me to give you the beat, let you get on the beat and create your own song off of the single that I released entitled Brick? My mind is trying to grasp this concept. This person came into my DM and asked me, could we do a remix to the song Brick? I don't know how you asking me to do a remix on a track turns into me just giving you the beat to do your own thing. I'm trying to understand, how is that even logical or even sensible? Why would I give you the beat to my single? It doesn't even make any sense. And so the guy got upset because I said no. I said, you're not even offering anything monetary. You know what he said? He said, okay, how about I give you $25? $25? I walked off on him. I walked off. Let me tell you all something. This person did not buy my album. This person did not even buy the single that they told me they liked. Think about it. They didn't even buy the single they told me they liked. But have the audacity, have the gall, have the nerve to ask for the beat of the song? I'm gonna tell you what people do. People see you winning and they either want to help you to continue winning, or they want to sabotage your winning. This person falls in the sabotage category. Just like the same person that wanted to fight to get on the court that could not play, this person sees you doing something and is not content with just enjoying what you're doing or even supporting what you're doing. No, they want the beat to the song because they're figuring, if you can do it, then surely I can do it. Let me tell you all something. People will come around you to sabotage you. They don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you win because you winning in their mind means they're losing. I'm here to tell them, you were losing before I came into the picture. So be careful who you give your time to, and be careful who you even listen to. I think we got to grow up on this one. We got to get to the point now, we can't even entertain any of these buffoons, any of these peons any longer. This man asked for the beat. Who asked for the beat? And I'm looking at him just like, you can't be this much of a jug. Like, the jug virus can't infect you to the point where you're not even rational in what you're even saying. But guess what? It ain't about being rational. It's about stopping what I'm doing. This guy been rapping for years, ain't never put nothing out. This guy been rapping for years, ain't never put nothing out. And if he did put something out, he only shared it with his friends. And all his friends are losers, which makes him a loser. That's kind of harsh, Blanche. It ain't harsh. He's a loser. You know what a loser does? A loser tries to keep winners from winning. That's what a loser does. Now, if the loser went off into the cave somewhere and lived alone, he wouldn't be a loser. He'd be food for some wild animal, probably a bear or a pack of wolves. That makes him not a loser. That makes him a part of the ecosystem, a part of the food chain. But these people are losers, and they don't want to see you win. That's a double whammy. This man asked for the beat and didn't buy the single to the very song he wants to get on. He don't mean me any good. He don't want to see my success. He wants to sabotage, because surely if I'm doing it, he can do it. But guess what? Here go the cold part, y'all. He can do it better. So I want you all to still be encouraged, though. And know that when the people coming around wanting to sabotage you, that means you on the right path. And I want to give you all a decree right now. I want you all to destroy every obstacle in your way, even if it's a person. The Lord say, vengeance is mine. But he didn't say nothing about getting rid of these jugs. I want y'all to be encouraged. And just know, when they start wanting to sabotage you, you are on your way. This man wanted to buy the beat. He wanted to get the beat for free from me. Welcome again to the Dirty Soapbox. Goodness. Can't tiptoe around that dragon. You are going to have to slay the dragon. Y'all want to turn into ninjas and ease past that dragon, sneak in there, get the princess, and then sneak back out? No, you are going to have to slay the dragon. Look at what a dragon represents. The dragon breathes fire. It can fly, highly intelligent. Skin is almost impenetrable. Just claws like spears, sharp teeth, vision. Like, the dragon is an ultimate killing machine. So literally you're going against every odd to beat or defeat the dragon, because your physical makeup does not qualify you to be able to beat the dragon. That's why it's going to take something greater for you to beat the dragon. But that greater is you, you all, me, myself included, believing in ourselves. We got to believe in ourselves to defeat that dragon. Now listen, the dragon knows it has a weakness. And the dragon knows if you know the weakness, you're going to beat the dragon. But I'm going to tell you what would defeat every dragon. And that is confidence in yourself. You see, nobody wants to get on this journey because people are afraid they may not make it through the journey. Fear is the only thing. So what gives somebody confidence to overcome fear? What makes somebody not afraid? You got to practice not being afraid. You got to do things when you are afraid so that eventually you won't be afraid. So first you got to see the dragon. You gotta watch the dragon. Then you gotta study the dragon. You gotta see his habits. Then you gotta train for the dragon. You gotta train for the dragon's moves. Then you gotta see yourself defeating the dragon. Oh, that's a process. But guess what? You're not gonna be able to avoid the dragon. You can't avoid it. You're not gonna be able to avoid that dragon. This man's still talking about getting his wife before his purpose. I'm like, man, you not about to avoid that dragon, man. That goes for all of us. Whatever you don't want to do, that's what you have to do. Whatever you are afraid to do, that's what you have to do. I was afraid to jump out of a plane. So guess what? I had to do it. Whatever I am afraid of doing is what I have to do. Because that's how I not only build my character, that's not only how I build my faith, but that's how I fulfill my purpose. Because when I'm on my path, being in my purpose, I can't be swayed by fear. So the first step in your purpose is abandoning your fear. And everybody wants to live. Nobody wants to die. But how is death even a discussion if we all gonna die? Y'all trying to save your life, but you're not living it. Stop trying to save your life. Learn how to die. Stop saving your life. You can't save it. If you saving your life, it ain't gonna be worth nothing. Trust me. If you trying to save your life, it won't be worth anything. You got to go out there and slay the dragon. And you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to believe that you can slay that dragon. You can't be dissuaded by fear. You got to look fear in the eye. That means look at yourself in the mirror and defeat yourself. Tell yourself no more excuses. This man still talking about getting a wife before his purpose because he wants a way out. I asked the man what his purpose was. He said, being me. I wanted to throw him in a pit with Batman. I wanted to break his back and throw him in a pit. And then maybe, hopefully, he can get some understanding. Man, you gotta slay that dragon. The very things that we fear are the things we have to conquer. If you're afraid of the dark, then walk around in the dark. You're not afraid. Because eventually, one or two things is gonna happen. You're either going to succumb to the fear and go crazy, or you're not, and you'll conquer the fear of the darkness, the unknown. Look that dragon in the eyes and tell him it's over. I bet if you look at that dragon in the eyes and tell him it's over, the dragon will be afraid of you. And you'll realize at that moment that you've been this powerful all along. It just took a fire-breathing beast to let you see it. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I ain't really feeling this podcast. But I feel like I need to do a podcast. Because I told my boy I would do the podcast. And I don't want to let him down. So I'm going to do the podcast. But iron sharpens iron. And it's a lesson about character. In life, we have to do things we don't want to do. But oftentimes, what we don't want to do is what's necessary. So I need to do this podcast, even though I'm not feeling it. And I want to tell y'all about time. Stop giving folks your time. They haven't earned it. These folks don't care about you. They want your time. Because your time, somehow in their feeble mind, is going to validate their existence. Don't give it to them. Let them suffer on their own. Value your time. It's your time. Is your time so much to where they shouldn't be able to rush you or slow you down? It's your time. This is your life and your time. And time is irreplaceable and it's priceless. So guess what? We got to use it wisely. We got 24 hours in a day. And I was just thinking about utilizing all them 24 hours. Utilizing every second. Honoring what God gave me is my time. God gave me this time on this earth. I want to utilize it for something great. So I didn't feel like doing a podcast. I ain't feeling this podcast, but I'm going to do the podcast. Because I'm in my car driving home, and I'm like, you know what? I'm doing the podcast. And I posted a video. I'm about to post a video for IG. I did a video, too. I want to utilize my time. It's not about me. Hopefully, somebody can be blessed by this podcast. But I want you all to value your time. Don't let these folks rush you or hold you back. It's your time. It's your life. It's no pressure. I'm going to give me mine and give me me. And good night, Irene. that's my boy, Chris. Oh, that's funny. But anyway, all these folks, switching subjects a little bit, posting about Kim Porter, man, I'm like, y'all full of BS. I've been on social media since 2012, and I've never seen a post about Kim Porter. These folks saying they love Kim Porter so much. Oh, she's so wonderful. Oh, she a beautiful soul. Oh, she a gift to the earth. Oh, why we had to lose her. Just crying like she Lazarus. I'm like, but if y'all loved her so much and she was so wonderful, why y'all only posting in her death? Why y'all only honoring her when she's dead? You know why? Because it's easy. It's easy to love somebody when they're in the grave. It's easy. These folks in the Bible was crying over Lazarus. They crying over him. But how they treat him when he was there? How they treat the man when he was there? Y'all crying and making Jesus cry, but how you treat Lazarus when he was there? Everybody slinging snot now. You know why you slinging snot like that? You know why y'all crying like that? Because you're guilty. Because you know when that man was alive, y'all didn't honor that man like you should have. And you feel guilty. Them old crocodile tears of guilt. But y'all crying so much, y'all made the Messiah cry. He wept. Because y'all crying so much. Listen, love these people when they're here. Y'all telling me how great Kim Porter is and she gone. That's the easy part. Anybody can post when I'm gone. Love me when I'm here. And you know you love people? By giving them your time. By giving them your attention. By breaking that bread. That's how we know we are loved. Yes. Time, attention, bread, all of it. That's how we know we sacrifice. That's how we know we loved. Y'all posting about this woman when she gone. Y'all ought to be ashamed of y'allself. Telling me how wonderful she was. But she gone though. When she was alive, y'all were doing selfies of y'allselves twerking. Doing selfies of yourself all day. Now it's about Kim Porter. Man, get out of here. I don't want to hear it, man. I don't want to see it. That thing wasn't sitting right with my spirit. Love me when I'm here. Love me when I'm here. If you love me, you're going to value my time. And if you love me, you're going to share your time with me. That's what I'm going to do for you. And I love you. Yeah, I'm podcasting from a Camry rental car. My car's in the shop. This little thing keep beeping when I'm switching lanes without signaling. My bad. My car's in the shop. But I'm podcasting from the Camry. I like this new Camry too. My boy said podcasting with a purpose. We should do everything with a purpose. Yes, even podcasting. We should do everything with a purpose. Even podcasting. We should eat with a purpose. Work out with a purpose. Work with a purpose. Do everything with a purpose. Everything should mean something. Because our life means something. Our existence means something. God don't have a plan for your life or my life. We are God's plan. God thought about loving. God had an idea of love and created us. We are God's plan. We are the living embodiment of what God is. And that's love. So I want y'all to love each other. Don't be safe. Be great. Don't judge. Be a king. I love y'all. Wait for it. Free Blanche. Get money.